My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We'll get to your calls on Rob Thompson in a moment. First, Hassan Reddick, one of the two or three best defensive players on the Eagles last year. Sort of stunning when the Eagles could not come up with a way to extend him, give him a new deal, end up trading him to the Jets. Of course, Bryce Huff stinks so far. But Hassan Reddick, things have not gone quite as well for him as he would have expected. Thought he was going to go to the Jets and get a new contract. They didn't want to give him one. He has sat out. He sat out all the camp. He sat out every game, which cost him, I think, $800,000 a game or something like that.
Yeah, it's like four point five right now.
$4.5 million that he's lost out
he's
on.
Lost.
And all the fines as well.
Yeah.
And CAA, his agency, said, "Hey, you know what? If you're not making money, we're also not making money." Jack mentioned this earlier. Sort of reminds you of when Clutch ended up dropping Ben Simmons. So now Hassan Reddick doesn't even have an agent.
Yeah.
So talk about a misplaying of your hand. And this had to be one of those things, I would think. I don't know for sure. Where they said to him, "Hey, man, you should go to camp and let's figure it out after that."
Right.
And he was just so dug in. He's going to end up missing a year of game checks.
Yeah, it's just stupid. There's no other way to describe it. You know, you don't have a lot of time in this game as it is, you know, and to give away $14-15 million. I don't see the logic behind that. I'm all for players getting your money, but it's also a such thing as not giving money back. And that's really all you've done. You've given money back. Hell, not only aren't you getting a new deal, you're not even playing under the deal that you had that would have paid you nearly $15 million. And guess what? I don't know. Just let's say he played his final year of his deal. Okay, the Jets don't give you a new deal. Well, at least you've played and you got an opportunity. Somebody may sign you, maybe not to the deal that you want, but if you're still Hassan Reddick, somebody's going to sign you to a deal next year. I don't know what the hell is going to happen with you now.
Well, and it's worth, you know, we're facing the Browns. It's worth pointing out that part of maybe why Deshaun Watson can't play anymore is he did not play football for a year and a half. So Hassan Reddick is 31, 32 years old. So this is the end of his prime or the very, very end or maybe even past it.
Yeah.
He may never be that player again.
Yep.
You know, and teams are going to know that. So to your point about what deal anyone gives him, I don't think anyone is going to be, "Oh, Hassan Reddick's going to be the same Hassan Reddick from 2 years ago." Or 3 years ago at this at that point, I don't think anyone would have any idea what you're getting at.
It reminds me so much of Le'Veon. Le'Veon essentially killed his career by doing what he did. You know?
Yeah.
Sitting out, not taking a deal, then wind up going. I think he went to the Jets. The Jets again.
Yeah.
And he just was never the same. He just was never the same as a player. Didn't get the money that he was looking for. And as a player, never regained what he had prior to that. So, yeah, this was bad advice. I don't know if Hassan – it seems like he may have been the one driving this, because usually you hire an agent to advise you of what to do, right? You don't usually tell the agent, this is what we're going to do. And I'm not playing unless I get X amount of dollars.
Well, because now it looks bad on the agency, right?
That, yeah, because if I'm a player, yeah, I would never sign with that agency.
That I find it hard to believe, though I guess it's possible, I find it hard to believe that CAA was like, sit out. And then when he sat out, they're like, we're gone. It just doesn't seem like that word would travel. There's no way that's what happened.
And he would be upset at them.
Yes.
You know, right or wrong, we brought up Nerlens too. Nerlens Noel. He felt like Clutch gave him bad advice by telling him to turn down that $84 million deal.
They did.
They did. But yeah, at least that's his logic behind suing them. Like, now, unless Hassan says, no, CAA, you're the ones who advised me to do this. You cost me money. Now, I still don't know if he would win a lawsuit, but it doesn't seem that way. It seems like Hassan's side was the driving force behind not showing up to camp, not playing, and then missing out on his money. Just
go play, man.
Yeah, bro, it's $15 million, bro. It's $15 million.
I will play. I'm also volunteering to represent Hassan Reddick as his agent.
Listen, a lot of players have caught on to holding in. You can go in and pull a hamstring.
Yes. Just show up.
Yeah.
You can go in and whatever James Bradbury, whatever he did, he pulled this year.
Exactly.
He fell down on the field, remember?
Yes.
Every time somebody on this show mentions James Bradbury, I remember he's still on the
Eagles.
Still
here? Yeah.
He's still on the Eagles.
6 to 8 weeks?
Yep.
He's ready to play safety.
6 to 8 weeks. Yeah, what type of injury was that?
It's a season ender.
Yeah. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Phillies to fire Rob Thompson? 69% say no. 31% say yes. It's felt a little closer to 50-50 as we've talked to people today. 215-592-9494. Ed in Cherry Hill. Ed, you are on WIP. Ed. I'm going to put Ed on hold. Then I'm going to go to Ted. Ted in Westchester. You're on WIP.
How you doing today? The one they need to get rid of and we keep forgetting about, we're complaining about the hitting. So who's the hitting coach? Kevin Long. Kevin Long needs to go. Whatever he did to Bryson Stott's swing has totally got him discombobulated. He hasn't helped Realmuto since he's come back because he can't get his foot planted. And I don't know what he did to Boehm after the home run derby.
Well, I don't know that I'd... Jack, your thoughts on those issues being Kevin Long-related issues?
I think star players you can't blame on the hitting coach because I think they're already established. Boehm, I mean, he did... If you want to give him credit, coach him to being an all-star starter. I would move on from Kevin Long because I think the game has kind of passed him by. But yeah, it's... And you looked at the same exact approach for two straight years. I agree with the caller.
Yeah, I think Kevin Long is the easy one. I think it's probably, I think Kevin Long probably goes. I think if Rob Thompson doesn't get fired, that's the execution that they have. That is the person who takes the blame. But I still think I agree their approach has been off. But the comments bothered me as bad as the approach did. If I'm being honest with you, Ted, the whole thing about, you know, they thought they could just turn on this. They could flip the switch on. The JT's comment about it's hard to be good for 162 games. Castellanos' comment about maybe the pressure from outside hurt their performance. I just think that there is a larger cloud of a lack of accountability around them. I think I agree with you that the Kevin Long thing could help something, but I just don't think it's everything.
Well, the biggest thing to me is the analytics. they have forgotten how to play baseball. I'm an old guy, so I learned how to bunt and how to run and how to hit. You know, Stott should be a slap single guy. He shouldn't be trying to hit home runs. Same thing with Brandon Marsh. Now, you got your big guns like the Bryce and Castellanos and even JT. They're the guys that should be cranking the ball. The rest of them guys should be slapping. Rojas, he started to improve at the end of the year. I'll give him that, but he needs to, to me, the best ball player on the team, he don't get to play much, is Stubbs. Unfortunately, you know, he don't get a whole lot.
Totally
of
hits, agree.
But it, that boy is all heart.
This team started 9 Stubbies. We're winning how many games? 100?
Who cares?
Who cares? We'll have the greatest playlist in history. Just here's what we do. We get Stubbs to play 7 of the positions, and then we get the Armentani brothers to pitch and play the other 2. And we're going to have our clubhouse is going to be rocking. All right, Ted.
It's like this is the Flyers. We need to get the Hanson brothers.
Yes, we do need the Hanson brothers. We do.
All right, guys. Hey, have a great weekend. Nice talking to you.
All right, you too, Ted.
All right, Ted.
Yeah, the Kevin Long thing, putting the Juan Soto long shot aside, Kevin Long thing feels like the obvious thing that'll happen this offseason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless Juan Soto says, I'm not coming unless Kevin Long's the hitting coach, I don't think Kevin Long will be here.
And they're not going to have time for that, by the way.
I know.
So they're going to have to make that decision earlier.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, Kevin, can you get him here or not?
Yes.
Oh, you can't? All right. See you, man. It's all good.
Kevin, your job depends on this. And you know, Kevin Long will say, well, do you have $1 billion? If you have $1 billion, I can get
Juan
Soto.
You got a blank checkbook here?
The worst possible thing from a Juan Soto perspective is happening in the playoffs so far is both New York teams advancing. Is the Juan Soto having a World Series experience with the Yankees, not great for our chances, and the Mets potentially going to the World Series, not great for our chances.
That's a good point.
Now, yeah. It could help with the Mets that maybe they say, we don't need Juan Soto.
No.
We'll run this back with what we have and recreate that magic. A bunch of one-year guys and a stupid pop song.
Yeah. I'm jealous of the pop song.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I love Oh My God.
Yeah, can we hire some, or can we sign some minor league guy that's been cooked for years and see if he can write a song?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll get the vibes back.
Let's
Stubby
sign.
Yeah, come on, Stubby, work with the Armentani brothers.
Let's get friggin' Taylor Swift on the roster.
Okay.
She can write a pop song. 215-592-9494, Mike in Deptford, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
So the question is, Topper. I like the man. I think he's a great dude, but Topper has to go. He does not know how to play small ball, and he does not know how to manage the game. I mean, in the last game, I would have had Wheeler ready to go in the bullpen to come in and save our season, and he does nothing. But the bigger question that I have for you guys is, when is the Johan Rojas experiment over? Because the man is not our center fielder.
I wish, of all the guys at the in the lineup who I wished, no, he's not the first one I wish they changed his approach, but he would be the guy who would be most singularly affected for the rest of his career if he would change how he approaches at bats. Mm-hmm. We saw so many times on both ends with the Mets and the Phillies, what can happen if you just hit a ground ball? Just what could happen if the two balls that ate up Bohm in game 4 were just balls that you put in play. The one time JT Realmuto ended up on base after hitting the ball was when Vientos ended up screwing it up. Yeah. Trey Turner, there was a double play ball that he whiffed on. You know, none of those things happen unless you hit the ball. And if Johan Rojas gave up those big swings and just put the ball in play, he is so fast that it would, I really think it would change the trajectory of his career. The way he hits now, he's going to bounce around for a few years and might be out of baseball.
Right.
That guy, the guy that I'm talking about, plays in major leagues for 12 years.
Juan Pierre.
Yes. The number of guys that just are fast and hit the ball on the ground, I agree with you, the Johan Rojas thing is infuriating. And the way that he plays, he's just not an everyday player.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the man is a great defensive player, and I know a lot of people have said all throughout the year that defensive thing can outweigh the offensive thing, but I truly don't believe that anymore, especially the way it hurt us in the playoffs. He's a guaranteed out.
Yeah, I think – thank you for the call, Mike. I think he sort of in the playoffs was like – he can be a regular season 240 hitter, mm-hmm. but in the playoffs when everyone –
is not hitting.
Yeah, everyone's not hitting. You're playing the best.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Best teams who know how to get you out, it happens in basketball all the time. A defender, a J.J. Redick, you could have him on the court during the regular season, and he's not going to get abused defensively because other teams are not playing the game the way that they're going to play the game in the playoffs. All of a sudden, Johann Rojas gets in the playoffs. There's no chance of him getting a hit.
Well, it's just such a little impact.
Yes.
Even when he gets a hit, it's a little slap it the other way.
Yep.
When sometimes, God forbid, he could walk. I mean, holy cow. But it's never like, there's a double. There's a home run. It's just hoping that he can hit a single.
We'll get to everyone's feel-good guy, Tommy, from down the shore, right after we hear from a feel-bad guy, Ralph in Yonkers. You're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you feeling on this wonderful Friday?
Stop it. Just do what you're going to do.
I just wanted to pay my last respects, okay? You guys went, and you went out. You made that big trip because you're big bullies, and you went to City Field. You guys were calling for blood, but I don't think you're thinking to be tasting your own blood, right? Well, that's what happened. And listen, sayonara. Oh, is this Spike?
Yeah.
By the way?
Yeah.
Do you remember me from New York show? I used to be calling up on the fan, and I used to criticize Boomer for leaving the hockey game early.
Yes, I do remember you, actually.
And so, Al, he blocked me since then because he said I was a one-trick pony.
Okay? Wait, Boomer can't take a little criticism? Boomer's got thin skin? What's that all about?
You see, I made the day. I know I did. You see?
Look, Ralph, you got this one. You got this one. You got this one. Everybody at Citi Field, most people were reasonably, you know, kind to us. I will say this, though. I don't know what it is with Mets fans and putting their own name on the back of their jerseys, but that is a stadium full of violations there.
It's almost like they don't like the players. They just want their own name on the back of the jersey.
Yeah, everyone's got their own name on their jersey. You guys do something about that, all right?
Listen, come back to the Bronx. Everyone with a jersey has no name.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be calling you in a few weeks when the Redskins come into town and take your scouts. How about that?
All right, enough out of you.
And he's still calling them the Redskins.
Yes. Enough out of you. He deserved one of them.
I'm all for it. And it's been a couple days, so yeah. That's not somebody that's been on our nerves all year long.
No. Yeah. Then that wasn't a call we take yesterday.
Right.
Okay, taking it today.
Yeah.
All right. This guy hopefully can get us feeling better. It's time for Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
No way. Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a Grayson, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, Mike. Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack. Listen, it ain't easy, but it's still baloney time, baby.
Baloney time. So, Tommy, what's been going on? We know you have a full life. What have you been filling it with?
Well, listen, man, just like everyone else, I've been really demoralized by the Phillies. You know what I mean? And maybe you guys know me. I'm a positive guy, but maybe because I've been a little depressed, I had like a really, really, really strange dream last night. It really shook me up. I'd love to share it with you guys. Maybe you guys can shed some light on it.
Yeah, your dreams are always pretty. I think you saw the ghost once or whatever. So, yeah, tell us about the dream.
You guys know me. I'm a dreamer. But this one's really strange, right?
Yeah.
In this dream, I was a world-famous chef named Tommy Lasagna, okay? And
okay.
And I was in three different cooking competitions with three of my culinary heroes. That was Bobby Flay, Guy Fieri, and Emeril Lagasse, right? But it was a terrible experience.
Tommy, I think it's Lagasse.
That's right, Emeril Lagasse.
There you go. Okay.
Emeril Lagasse.
Yeah.
I just call him Emeril.
Yeah, Emeril.
You know
what I mean?
That's what all his friends do.
Yep.
That's right. Anyway, you'll see he was a total jerk just like the other two guys. But listen, so the first scene, I'm on Beat Bobby Flay. You guys know that show, Beat Bobby Flay?
Yeah.
And right, he's normally very nice to the guests, right? Not me. We start the competition, right? Right out of the gate, he starts insulting me, calling me an idiot, making fun of me, and embarrassing me in front of the whole studio audience. And then at the end of the competition, I ended up winning, right? He runs over to me, punches me in the face, and then that was the end of the scene.
Bobby Flay punched you in the face?
Yeah, and he knocked me out. You know what I mean? I was, because everything went blank for a second.
Okay.
Then, next thing I know, I'm in the octagon with Guy Fieri, right? But we ain't fighting, no. We're barbecuing. We're grilling. It's a grilling competition. You know
okay.
What I mean? But just like Bobby Flay, he was a total jerk. He's got that ridiculous hair. You know what I mean? His spiky hair. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And
yeah.
and he's got like the what do they call that? The frosted tips. You
yep.
know what I mean?
Yep.
And I looked over at one point, he gave me the finger. Then next thing I know, he throws a hot dog, hits me right in the face, right? So I got upset. I was grilling some zucchini. I took the zucchini off the grill. I threw it at Guy. Right away, he threw a whole steak, hit me in the face, ran over to me, and tackled me. And then
what in the heck is going on?
That's right. I was down for the count. Everything went blank again, okay?
Okay.
Next thing I know, I'm on Emeril Live with, what is it again, Lagasse?
Yes. Yes, Emeril Lagasse.
I'm on Emeril Live with Emeril Lagasse, right? Just like the other two jerks. He's being even more of a jerk to me. I was making this really nice, like, scallop and linguine dish. He slapped me on the back of the head, called me a moron, was making fun of me to his studio audience. Next thing I know, we're not in the kitchen anymore. All of a sudden, we're in a WWE-style wrestling ring. And Emeril jumped off the top rope. He drop-kicked me, put me in a headlock, and then I woke up. That was the end of the dream. What do you guys think it means, man?
I think you need to see a therapist.
I probably do.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking this. I was thinking maybe it's like Sigmund Freud. You know what I mean? Like
oh,
Freud.
Yeah.
We're Freudsmen.
That's right. You guys are all Freudsmen, right? You guys are into the deep psychology, right?
Yes.
Maybe because I was so upset with the Phils losing, and these are like our baseball heroes, and they like disappointed us. Maybe it was a parallel projection onto my culinary heroes because that was such a disappointing experience. You know what I mean? Like,
so
maybe it was.
So it was like. It was like they were metaphorically beating you up, but it was really the Phillies beating you up.
That's right. That's right. But for some reason, it was a culinary experience. I'm not sure why, because you guys know I'm a big food guy. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
I can't believe there was no bologna involved.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's the bologna at?
Yeah.
That was a strange thing. Although, I'll a quick little aside, my character, Tommy Lasagna, he's famous for his Italian dishes, but also for his bologna-centric dishes. But for some reason, that wasn't part of the dream. I just knew that because, you know, that's what Tommy Lasagna is known. What do you guys think of that as a name, by the way?
Tommy Lasagna? I love
Ian
it.
On Tommy Lasagna.
Yeah, I like that.
That's right. Right?
Yeah.
It's an alter ego, right? Tommy Lasagna, short, a.k.a. Tommy Lasagna.
So how'd you calm yourself down after this dream?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Spike, because you got to, listen, when you get upset in life, you got to do things to soothe your soul, right?
Yep.
You know what I did? I started binge watching Sanford and Son. You guys remember Sanford and Son?
Of course.
Nope.
Well, two of us do, yeah.
That is, man, Jack, if you've never seen it, you got to watch it, right? That is such a great show. First off, Red Fox is one of the funniest comedians in the history of show business, right? And that show is so funny. I mean, every scene is funny. And It has one of the greatest theme songs. Remember the theme song? It was like Nice job, fellas. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I love it, Tommy.
Unwound your butt cheeks.
That's right.
You okay, Tommy?
That was the character. What was your name? Aunt Esther? Was that her name?
Yep, Aunt Esther.
She was really funny, man.
Did you say Uncle Esther?
No, it was Aunt Esther.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, boy.
Aunt Esther.
So, Tommy, we're all very sad about the Phillies losing, but we do have an Eagles game on Sunday, and everyone, before they put their bets in, they look forward to your prediction, Eagles-Browns. What do you got?
Listen, I think the bye week is just what the doctor ordered, right? Regroup, reassess, reassimilate, reinvigorate, something else. I don't know, something else. I was going for the fifth thing. I couldn't quite get it.
Yeah, it's okay.
This is a time where a team can regroup. Hopefully we get – wait, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are playing, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the huge difference right there. Maybe this is the turning point. It's going to be a low-scoring game. The Cleveland Browns stink. This is the perfect confidence-building game at the link. I'm going to go 27-17 Birds. Boom.
Boom, and that's a cover.
That's a cover.
That's a cover.
That's right. This is the week, fellas. We got to put the past behind us and all the sadness over the Phillies and reinvigorate.
Are you trying to be like the Costco guys with the boom at the end of that? Are you giving the Eagles a boom or a doom?
Well, it depends on the week, but that was a boom.
That was a boom.
But sometimes it's doom. You know what I mean? That's when it's negative.
You know Tommy,
what I mean?
Could you say boom again?
Boom.
Boom. There you go. I love it. All right, there he is. Well, Tommy, thank you for the prediction. I hope your dreams aren't quite as violent this weekend.
It's all love from here on. All beauty, all gloriousness. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you next week. Go Birds!
Baloney forever. There he is!
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
What a dream.
I love that guy. A dream.
What a dream.
He was going one by one to the most famous chefs in the world, and they're all physically assaulting him.
That's a long dream, too.
Oh, my God.
I don't have dreams that long.
In the octagon with Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? All right. Coming up next, everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Do you ever figure out why you can't run in your dreams?
You can't run in your dreams?
No.
Really?
No.
Have you ever tried to run in your dream, Jared? I don't dream anymore.
What?
I don't have dreams anymore. I don't remember.
I'm not a very deep thinker.
Me? Are you telling me that I'm not a deep thinker?
Well, we're asking, how do you not have dreams?
Yeah, come on, man. Dreaming's the best.
Well,
I don't know if dream is the best, but.
Nah, dreams mostly all right. I look forward to the dreams.
Depending on what you're dreaming
about. Do you ever get stuck in the dream and then realize you're in the dream?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's a tough scene because then you're wrestling with yourself at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes you want to see how this plays out.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Depends on what type of dream you're in. I'm just saying there's
hardest wood I had ever touched.
Sometimes you're in a dream and you're either being chased or you're chasing someone, but you literally can't run. I know I'm not the only one out there.
No, now that you think about it, I think you make sense.
Yeah.
The problem with my dreams, my main dream is I can't get to the place I need to get to.
Right.
Well, that's the... When you're in radio, there's a thing called the dead air nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And what it is that the commercial ran out or something, and you're the one right. who's supposed to either talk or press the button, and you can't get there.
Dude.
You either physically can't get there, you can't hit the button. It is terrifying.
I used to have the worst Phillies producing dreams. I would dream about producing Phillies games like once a week. But would not be able to get on the air, wouldn't be able to connect, wouldn't hear Scott. It was the worst.
Yeah, I don't remember any dream I've had for the last several years.
Oh, wow.
But I also don't remember anything that happened to me before I was 30.
I know. Yeah. How?
I don't have many memories. I've said this. I have like 12 memories, maybe.
I don't sell drugs to children.
It's not a drug thing.
No, it's all that rights to Ricky, man.
You think just too many podcasts?
It's a lot of information you've had in your brain.
Yes. That's why I forget stuff during the show. I thought about too many things.
Yeah.
You said 10 years. You'd be lucky to get 10 years out of me. I'm not going to be 7 years from now.
We're getting 10 years out of you, even if we got to prop you up over there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going to have to drag me to the finish line.
Weekends at Spike.
Yes, that's what it is. So Top 5 of 5 is next. Jack, can you tease us and tell us what you've got?
The most notable things that happened in New York.
Ah.
From our trip to New York, not the Phillies losing.
Oh, our trip to New York.
Yeah. Wait, I knew you were talking about that.
Yeah, this is going to be an Ike-centric top five, yeah. I think. Yeah.
There's some Spike.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because you never know what he observed and put in his little Rolodex.
Yeah, literal. I can't stand you. All right,
most people can't.
That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.